We're joined in the media center by our number one qualifier in Funny Car, Robert Height, 3.844 at 326.16 miles per hour. His third number one, 59th of his career. Robert, you could see in that in-car how fired up you were at the end of the run, pretty excited. Do you think that number was what you guys were shooting for out there?
Well, we were pushing. You know, we don't get to run a lot of big numbers like that. You know, the tracks just haven't been there. But this one here has been. So you could see the numbers dropping. Every pair that went down, low ET was falling. So we had nothing to lose. To be honest with you, I think the most impressive run of the day was that 390 we made in the heat. That was what impressed me the most, because that's what we're going to be racing with tomorrow. Those are the conditions that we're going to be racing in. We're not going to have candy land like this anymore. So that's what we need. We've got to have a great race setup, and that 390 proved that I think we do.
You saw what was thrown down before you, right before you, whoever that was.
Oh, it was going every round, every run, yeah.
So you knew.
Yeah.
Did that fire you guys up then?
Oh, it did. And, you know, Jimmy, he got in the box. He's always pushing. Jimmy loves conditions like this. This is what he does. But, you know, my car went down the track all four runs in qualifying. That gives you confidence going into race day. But there's still – everybody's bunched up. There's a lot of great cars, and this championship is going to be a fight right down to Pomona. Just hope I'm in it.
You saw the reaction from Jimmy, who's usually not an emotional guy. What does that tell you about where you guys are at performance-wise?
Well, he's happy. You know, you can just tell, you know, when he's searching, trying to find a setup, you know, you can just see his demeanor, okay? And we're not there right now, okay? He's got confidence. He doesn't go to that box a lot. And you just hear him and Chris on the radio. They've got a setup, and they've got a game plan, and it's working. So, you know, if I wouldn't have screwed it up last week, we had a great shot at winning that race. So, you know, that's what I got to focus on tomorrow is driving and doing my best, because I have a great race car.
Perfect.
Thanks, Robert.
Yep.